The question was asked, is one performing a mitzvah when one wears tzitzis at night? So the Talmud says that the nighttime is not a time for tzitzis, and we have two interpretations as to what that means. One interpretation says it means that the garments that are designated for wearing at night, in other words, if there are pajamas that have four corners, then they would not be obligated in tzitzit. The other opinion says, no, it's not a question of what time the garment is designated for, it's a question of what time you're actually wearing the garment. So according to the second opinion, at nighttime, you don't have to wear tzitzit, irrespective of what garment you're wearing. And by daytime, you do have to wear tzitzit, irrespective of what garment you're wearing. So if you're wearing pajamas by day, once the crack of dawn comes in, you're obligated to wear tzitzit on that four-cornered pajamas. I'm saying again, one opinion says, the question is it a garment that's designated for use at night? Then that garment would be absolved anytime you wear it. It depends on when that garment is generally used. Is it a garment used for sleeping? Is it a garment used for the nighttime? Or a garment used for the day? The second opinion says it doesn't matter what the garment is designated for, it matters when you're wearing it. Garments worn during the daylight hours that have four corners must have tzitzit. Garments worn during the nighttime hours, you're not performing a mitzvah, then they're not, you do not need tzitzit for night. So the question is, which one did the Gemara mean? We are uncertain, and so we observe both lechumra. We are stringent, we observe both. Anytime we wear a four-cornered garment at night, we wear tzitzit. We do not make a blessing on tzitzit that are worn at night, because we're uncertain. Maybe at night you don't have to wear tzitzit. On the other hand, if you have pajamas that have four corners, then we put tzitzit in those pajamas. We don't say, well, it's a nighttime garment, so it's not obligated. We say, it's a nighttime garment, and maybe in the morning hours when you wear it, you are obligated in tzitzit. So that's how we observe both opinions, lechumra. We're uncertain which way it goes. So it could be that at night when we wear the daytime garment of tzitzit, it could be that we're performing a mitzvah. And it could be not.